of the side effects of aging can be the beginning of a complex medication regimen. And for many people, taking multiple medications can be so confusing, but it can also prevent adherence and create unsafe interactions. Here to tell us about that today is Dr. Sarah Bradley. She's an associate professor in general internal medicine and geriatrics at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Bradley, a pleasure to have you back with us. Why is medication management so important, and how many hospitalizations a year can be attributed to mismanagement of medications? Tell us just a few statistics that you can.
Sure. So polypharmacy, taking more than four medicines, is very common, especially in our older adults who have more medical problems and take more medications. It's estimated that 40% of adults over the age of 65 take at least five medications. And the problem is when you take a lot of medications, you're less likely to take those ones that really matter. You're at increased risk of adverse drug reactions. And polypharmacy also contributes to things like falls and functional decline, delirium and cognitive impairment. It contributes to hospitalizations and ER visits. Anywhere from 17 to 30% of all hospitalizations are actually due to adverse medication errors and adverse drug events. These things can even lead to death. So if medication-related problems were a disease, it would be the fifth leading cause of death in the United States.
Wow. So why has adherence become an issue when you're talking about polypharmacy? And we're going to talk a little bit about unsafe drug interactions, but where does adherence fit into this picture?
So the more medications you take, the more complex the regimen becomes. And so more medicines, the less likely patients will take those really needed medicine. About 25% of patients will stop taking medications because of costs. Another 25 to 30% will stop taking medications because they don't think it's useful. They don't think that they need it. They don't think it's helping. And they might not even discuss this with their doctor. So often we physicians don't even have the correct medication list for our patients. You know, if they are stopping medications because of cost, they might skip doses, they might take a reduced dose, things like that.
Such a common problem. So also this complex medication regimen, you know, it creates those problems with compliance, as you just said, but it also can create those unsafe drug interactions. Can you share for us some examples and situations where this really can happen and some of the problems that taking those multiple prescriptions create? Because as I worry, Dr. Bradley, that the geriatric population sees so many different doctors, how do they know, you know, who is prescribing what?
Right. So, I mean, there's several layers here. First, older adults tend to have more medical problems. They take more medicines. But they're also at increased risk of adverse drug events because of age-related changes in physiologic mechanisms, such as decline in their kidney function and liver function. Okay, changes as we age, unfortunately, we have decreased lean muscle and increased fat. So that changes the volume distribution of drugs in the body. The same amount of a certain drug when they were younger, it has now a higher serum concentration or has a longer half-life, so it sticks around longer, contributing to those adverse drug events. And the problem with older adults is that people frequently don't recognize these things as adverse drug events, right? Medications cause falls. They cause constipation. They cause dementia and delirium. But we don't see that as a medication error. We just think, oh, it's because the patient's old, instead of recognizing that, hey, that was something that I did as a physician that contributed to it. So frequently, these adverse drug events are not even recognized. I think you also asked about what some common examples. Well, one thing that we frequently see is, you know, guidelines do change over time. And, you know, patients, for instance, with diabetes have been working so hard to have very tight control of their sugar. And we now know that tight control as you get older can actually be more dangerous and increase risk of falls and even death. And so maybe when someone's 85, they need actually less diabetes medicine than they did when they were 55. And so really trying to reduce and scale back on some of these medications to try to prevent some of those adverse drug events. Similarly, blood pressure medicines. You know, blood pressure tends to get higher as we get older, but sometimes people's blood pressure starts to drop and they actually can reduce their blood pressure medicine because if we're giving them too much medicine, again, their blood pressure could go low, they become lightheaded, they fall. So always readdressing the need for the medications. You know, many of the studies that we use to guide our treatment of disease those studies did not include older adults, and certainly not older adults with multiple medical problems who are on multiple medicines. So often we don't really even know how to apply the current guidelines to someone who is 85 with multiple medical problems and multiple medications.
What a great point. That, you know, that as things change and as these guidelines change, it can be confusing for anybody. So tell us about your team's approach to medication management for your patients. Tell us about your comprehensive approach to care and some strategies that you use with your patients to help them manage multiple medications.
So first, we have a social worker who sees all of our new patients, and she does a wonderful job of asking about things like cost of medications. Can patients afford their medicines? Are there resources we can give them to help them with that? Asking them about what kind of assistance they have at home, how do they take their medications correctly and safely? Do they use a pill box? If the patient has memory loss, who's filling that pill box? Who's reminding them to take their medicines? So asking about that kind of structure. And then we physicians in our practice really try to do a medication reconciliation at every visit. And I always stress to my trainees, if the only thing you do with a frail older adult is check the medications and making sure that what we think they're taking is what they think they're taking, what their pharmacist thinks they're taking, that's so important. And always looking at that medication list and saying, are there any high-risk medications here that I'm concerned about? Are there any medicines that I don't think that the patient really needs anymore or that we might be able to decrease or stop altogether? You know, always looking for ways to reduce that medication list. For example, you know, sometimes patients are taking over-the-counter medicines that they think are relatively benign and actually have a lot of danger. For instance, Benadryl. So Benadryl is an antihistamine that many people will think, oh, it makes me sleepy. That's safe to take at nighttime. But actually, it has a lot of anticholinergic side effects that are dangerous, especially with age, causing constipation, urinary retention, confusion, and even falls. You know, another example is proton pump inhibitors, so medicines like Nexium or Prilosec that we take for acid reflux, right? Again, we think that these medicines are benign, but when we take them for a long period of time, they can cause decline in our bone mineral density and cause kidney dysfunction and can contribute to increased risk of infection, such as C. diff, a diarrheal infection, or pneumonia, and that sort of thing.
So wrap it up for us, Dr. Bradley. What would you like other providers to know about implementing effective medication management procedures for seniors, the importance of medication management because of everything we've discussed here today?
Well, the number one thing I would say is do a medication reconciliation at every visit. Whenever you're starting a new medication, we always say in geriatrics, start low and go slow. If you were going to give a certain dose in a younger patient, you give half that dose in an older adult patient and increase it slowly. Always assess the need for all medicines. Think about, is there anything we can get rid of? Can we stop? Can we taper? And always consider that drug side effects could be the cause of a geriatric syndrome. And always keep in mind who the patient is and their personal preferences as well.
It's great information. Thank you so much, Dr. Bradley, for joining us again. That wraps up this episode of Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, check out nm.org to get connected with one of our providers. If you found this podcast as informative as I did, please share on your social media, share with other providers. That way we can all get involved and learn from the experts at Northwestern Medicine together. And don't miss all the other fascinating podcasts in our library. Until next time, I'm Melanie Cole.